Yesterday we were in 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 5, and we were making the comparison between the verses here in Peter and the verses in Matthew where Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Now, if you put these two passages of Scripture together, you would have no problem whatsoever knowing that Jesus is the rock, that the church is not built upon Peter nor any of Peter's successors, so to speak. It is built upon Jesus Christ. But we, verse 5 says, are living stones. In other words, we are a part of that building. Now, that's the illustration that Peter is using. And if you will look in the writings of the Apostle Paul, you'll find in the book of Corinthians where that God is building his body. And every born-again child of God is a part of that body. Now, we're not all the same part of that body, but we are a part of that body. You see, stones, you'll find very, very, and it's an illustration the Lord uses, and I think that it would be all right to carry it on further. Living stones are not the stones that you pick up out of the brook, off the side of the mountain or whatever. No two of them look alike. None of them are exactly alike. None of them are shaped exactly alike. And that's the way it is in the church with the children of God who are lively stones. None of us are alike. None of us have the same talents. Few of us have the same IQ. Few of us have the same talents. But yet God takes the whole group of living stones, all of those of us who have become saints of God, all of us who have been born again, and he puts us together as a body is put together. Paul talks about the body and the fingers and the toes and the arms and the legs, and that Jesus Christ is the head. It's the same principle, it's the same thought here, ye as living stones. You know, we make a mistake sometimes as Christians, and I think it would be worth my while, and maybe even yours too, to take out just a moment here to say something that is creating problems in our Bible-believing churches. And one of the things that is creating sometimes even havoc in our Bible-believing churches is that someone in the church, whether it be the pastor, whether it be the deacons, or whether it be just members of the church, are trying to put every Christian in the same mold. Now you say, what do you mean, preacher? Oh, well now, wait a minute. I believe every born-again child of God is different from what he was before he was saved. I believe he, if he's living right, then he is right. If he is living wrong and still claims to be a Christian and doesn't have any conviction over it, then I would not even claim that he was a Christian. But you see, we have the tendency in this day and in my generation, we're having the tendency to try to make everybody fit in our particular little mold. Now, one of those ways that we're doing that, and I certainly there are certain things that I'm against, and I've never been afraid to name them, but it is not for me to fit you into my mold. It is not for the pastor to fit you into his mold. Now, naturally, you're going to follow him. You should. You should obey him. He is an authority. You should do your very best to listen to what he has to say, to live the kind of life that he is living, for his life should be better than any other life in the church. And so you are to strive toward that perfect life the Lord says, when he says, "Be ye holy, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is holy." But let's not try to put everybody in our mold. Let me give you some illustrations. Now, every born-again child of God should be a witness. Every one of us. There's not a one of us that should not be a witness for Christ. Our life is a witness already. There's no effort in that. If we're living for Christ, there's no effort in that. So lifestyle salvation is automatic. If you want to use the term that's come up in recent years, lifestyle witnessing, lifestyle soul winning, if you want to use that term, then remember that every Christian then must be that kind of a soul winner. But then there is confrontation soul winning, which I believe the Bible is filled with, and I believe that we ought to practice. I believe we ought to confront the unsaved with the truth of the gospel and ask them to be saved point blank. But he says here that we are living stones. Now, one man may not have the ability to be as confrontational. Now, he should be confrontational to some point. He must present the gospel as well as live the gospel. But maybe, just it may be that he is not able to do the same kind of witnessing that you do. And then because he doesn't, you or the pastor or the deacons or somebody says, well, you know, that fella must not love the Lord, or that fella doesn't love souls, or that fella doesn't, he must not be right with God, or he must be backslidden because he don't do it just exactly like I do. And then there are a number of other things that are not clear and plain in the Bible. Now, those things that are clear and plain in the Bible, we expect a Christian to live them. We expect a Christian to not have malice, and not have guile, and not be a hypocrite, and not be envious, and not go around speaking evil. We expect a born-again Christian not to carry tales in the church and gossip and be insubordinate to the pastor, and we expect a Christian to live right, and not drink, and not smoke, and not use any kind of drugs except prescription drugs from the doctor. And we expect a born-again child of God to live a life that is exemplary. We can expect that. But there are certain things in every one of us that we do not do exactly as the other Christian does. Music is one of those things. Now, there's bad music and there's good music. But among the good music, there is some music that's good that doesn't suit my taste. It just doesn't suit my taste. It's good music, nothing wrong with it. I can't put my finger on it and say that it is from the devil like I can say rock music is from the devil. I make no bones about saying rock music is from the devil. And this contemporary sound music is worldly. It's very worldly. So if it's worldly, it's wrong. And I can say that, but there is good music that doesn't fit my taste. There's other kinds of good music that does fit my taste. Now, if I'm a stone in a body, in a part of a body, I can't make everybody be the same part that I am. I can't make everybody be the same shape stone that I am. And so, therefore, I think it's an allegory here that we can look in, and the Lord has used it as an illustration, and I think it should be a help to us. I wish I had longer to deal with that, but we'll move on to the program tomorrow and hope you'll be on hand.